The boy tamped it on his thumbnail, as he'd seen the gunslinger do with tailor-made smokes, then accepted a light and inhaled deeply. The smoke still burned, but not so harshly as the first time. His head only swam a little, and he didn't cough. Pretty soon I'll be a natural, he thought. If I ever make it back to New York, maybe I can go to work for the network in my dad's department. I'm already getting good at the kill. He lifted the cigarette in front of his eyes. A little white missile, with smoke issuing from the top instead of the bottom. The word camel was written just below the filter. I told myself I'd never do this, Jake told Dinky. Never in life. And here I am with one in my hand. He laughed. It was a bitter laugh, an adult laugh. And the sound of it coming out of his mouth made him shiver. I used to work for this guy before I came here, Dinky said. Mr. Sharpton, his name was. He used to tell me that never's the word God listens for when he needs a laugh. Jake made no reply. He was thinking of how Eddie had talked about the rooms of ruin. Jake had followed Mia into a room like that once upon a time and in a dream. Now Mia was dead. Callahan was dead. And Eddie was dying. He thought of all the bodies lying out there under blankets while thunder rolled like bones in the distance. He thought of the man who'd shot Eddie snap-rolling to the left as Roland's bullet finished him off. He tried to remember the welcoming party for them back in Calibre and Sturgis, the music and dancing and colored torches, but all that came clear was the death of Benny Sleitman, another friend. Tonight the world seemed made of death. He himself had died and come back to Midworld and back to Roland. All afternoon he had tried to believe the same thing might happen to Eddie and knew somehow that it would not. Jake's part in the tale had not been finished.